first of all, these routes that you've picked seem very specific. How did you choose them?
So the London one was because we thought it would be a great starter as a morale boost, you know, over the London bridges. Hopefully it'll be a sunny day, which would be absolutely brilliant. The Lady Kate one would be quite funny, actually. Last year I'd done a marathon with a friend of mine, Kate, and we joked saying that she's royalty and a princess and a diva. So her nickname is Lady Kate, but this is going to be the exact same route that we've done her marathon for. And the Thames Meander, I've done a Thames Meander marathon before, so it was just a nice, easy, flat route. And Richmond Park, because we're going to set up stalls at different points of the park, and being that we've left that on for our last one, we thought, again, for sort of like a morale boost and to get us through, if we're a bit tired by that point, we'll see some friendly faces and hopefully people cheering us on more regular than if we were to go sort of like a various route around the streets and such. So that was the decision on that one.
You say that you're a mental health first aider. Could you tell us a bit about what you've trained to do and what it means?
Of course. So I kind of like, I was talking to talk, as it were, obviously doing this event and saying, okay, some people that I know, friends and family and staff, have experienced different levels of mental health, let's say. And it was a bit of an eye-opener for me because I'm sort of generally known as a bit of a positive person. So I thought, oh, if you read a good book, listen to a motivational video and you'll be absolutely fine, you'll get over it. It was only about a year or so ago that I met up with a sort of like an ex-colleague and he had it quite bad, the worst I've seen anybody since. And it suddenly became very apparent to me that it's actually a real thing. Although you can't actually see it physically, it's very, very real and very, very powerful. So that's what kind of sparked me into doing this for this particular event right now for Mind. But I thought, you know, I need to understand a bit more about it. And that's why I signed up to this course that came recommended to me by our lady in HR. Her and her team had done it. And she said, it's a great course, real great awareness to all sorts of mental health. And perhaps some tips on how you could help someone should they come to you with any issues and such. And I really liked the thought of just helping. And so I thought, I'm always like to help, but I wanted to have the right knowledge to help in the right way and say the right things and kind of cap it there. And so that's why I've done the mental health and the mental health first aid. And it was a great course, really, really good course. And I'm happy I've done it. But I must say, it was very heavy, very, very heavy emotionally. They touched on some very heavy points and brought in some real life case studies. It was very heavy and just amazing how these, you know, people get through different difficulties of their life, and it's all to do with mental health, you know. So I was pleased that I'd done it.
Is there one guiding principle that you could share with us around mental health first aid?
Oh, for sure, definitely. Talk about it without a shadow of a doubt. Talk about it. Even if it's just a friend, or perhaps even if you feel comfortable enough, and not a lot of people feel comfortable about talking about it, that is the problem. Especially men, huge percentage of men. Unfortunately, the suicide rate is absolutely massive in men, because us men have a problem with talking about things. We think we should be macho and such and have this hard exterior, but we're really suffering hard inside. And then that's why we take the approach of suicide when we get to that level. Of course, not everyone's at that level, but when you find it too hard to deal with, men just don't talk about it. So it's absolutely huge that men just talk about it and open up, even if it's their friends or whoever. It's just getting it out there, talking about it. There's a few people that we have a quarterly appraisals with our team, and it always lifts people. If they are struggling, whenever they've spoken to me about it, it always lifts them after. And all it is just a quick chat. It's nothing too in-depth. It's just a quick chat, some difficulties they might be experiencing. And I always go with sort of like, write it down and write everything down, get it out your head and onto paper, and you can evaluate it more. But definitely talk about it. If there was any one tip, it would be to that.
In this thing you sent me, it says, I was one of those people who just thought mental health was a mindset thing that can be easily overcome by a positive book, video, and seminar. How much have you seen that attitude? And what would you say to somebody who has that attitude and maybe just doesn't realize it?
It's very real. Obviously, there was a thing, I can't remember who said it now, but there was a thing like, but about the human brain is more powerful than any computer or anything that's in the world, and far from it as well. Like the biggest computer or the most advanced computer can't even come close to the human brain. So it's really powerful. And then you always hear that, oh, you can do anything if you put your mind to it. It's very, very true. And people normally relate that to a positive thing, like, oh, I want to achieve this. I want to go on holiday. I want to get this house or car. It's, oh, well, if you put your mind to it, you can do it, which is true. You can. But also it works in a negative way. So in their world that's struggling, their mind is super powerful and constantly thinking about mostly negative things and mostly about themselves. And that's the thing that I would say is because they're not necessarily talking about it, and you see someone struggle and they ask and they come to you, it's they've plucked up a lot of courage to come to you. So don't dismiss it and just see it as a real thing, like it's actually real. Just because you can't see it, you dismiss it and think, oh, don't worry about it, you'll be absolutely fine. Go for a nice run and, you know, listen to some positive audiobooks or something, you'll be fine. But which does help, that really does help. One of the biggest things, apart from obviously depressants and tablets, as I learned on this course, was exercise. It was the biggest thing that would help people with their mental health issues. But not always is it a solution. And that's the thing, it's because it's in the mind, you can't see it and you don't actually give it the respect that it deserves and perhaps understand it fully. But I would just say that I didn't think it was real. I thought it was someone being a bit of a, you know, sort of like a drama queen, if you like, or a diva, whatever you want. But now I've realized that actually it's really real. And also the percentage of this has just gone up so much since obviously what's happened in the last 12 months. And my theory is it will get worse once the furlough thing finishes, because there'll be a lot more sort of like backlash from that, you know, so it's something to be mindful of.
How can people donate?
So we do have a link. It's Just Giving page. And as I said, it's for Mind. So we're currently at 1,850. I think another 150 come through today. Goal is 3,000, which we should be able to get, but the more the merrier. But even if it's just for awareness, and then that's a job well done. You know, that's a job well done from me and Lee, just to bring awareness to it. But we do have a Just Giving page and a link. I could send it on to you if you want, Luke. If that's
absolutely
okay.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah? Send us the link.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I will do. I will.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I don't know. I guess my company Aquamark is sponsoring the event. I don't know if that's anything noteworthy.
Who else is doing the event with you?
So it's Lee, a guy that works in our company, Lee. We've been running together for a couple of years, and we thought it'd just be a great, you know, event to do.